Well, as for me, just continuing the previous Priya one. Well, as for me, if I would have been the way I was 20 years ago, well, 30 years ago, even more, I would have now said, yes, Prabhus, Prabhudinis, Maharajas, time to get out of the down from the ivory towers. Time to muster the courage and determination to step out of the comfort zone of those safe and cozy little spiritual embassies you are living in and have lived in for so long. Come out to us. Out in the material world. Our job is here just as it was. When we were out here on the parking lots and walking streets, saving the fallen souls. Oh yeah, yeah. Though old Sankirtan heroes, heroines, gender neutral. Unite. Well, something like that, but since I am now, as I am now, a senior, calmer, more balanced version of myself, I don't say that. I find it condescending, offensive. Who do I think I am, telling all of you what to do? Well, so I shut my mouth. And what I just said was just a little speech I wrote for a character in a theater play I'm working on. So no offense, but really, that character is speaking to me, and what I think is that, well, you know, that character could be someone like Prabhupada, even Lord Chaitanya, Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda, because that's at least what they said and are saying to me. They just started the Sankirtan mission on this planet. Kicked us out of complacency, saying that fill up the temples with books, so there's no way place to sleep unless you sell the books. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, I'd rather sell the marble on this temple than print books. And now we had not only books, but an incredible creation for just bringing about any knowledge right out into the hearts of billions of people for free. Almost. So yeah, that's the world I stand in here now and I'm waking up to. And if I sounded critical or so in the beginning here, speaking about swamis and this and that, no. I'm really just sharing my vision that if you have to dare to see things that need to be corrected, otherwise you're really stuck. And I can see, and many with me, those things. And also, at least I can, being a visionary type, how wonderful this Krishna conscious movement really is, and should again or finally bloom out into, and hoping that I will be part of that and can experience that, and that all of you who hear this will also, because it's something very nice and happy, giving a lot of hope and courage and joy to the entire world. And that's the vision Prabhupada had. And the acharyas and Krishna and the devotees. So that's really why I spoke these bewildered words. As they may have seemed.